Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're jumping into a really great analysis from the Golf Day Buddy app website. Our mission is pretty simple. We want to give you the fastest path to understanding the 2025 golf push charts, especially for our, you know, pretty demanding South African courses. We're looking at what features actually make a difference to your game and your health.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. We're focused on what you can use right away. If you're thinking about buying a cart, you need to know which ones will actually survive a season here. I mean, what works on a links course in the Western Cape might not be the best for the, say, the hilly terrain up in Mpumalanga.
Okay, so let's unpack that. If I just went out and bought a standard international cart, what kind of trouble would I run into? Why is our climate so tough on gear?
Well, the Golf Day Buddy app article really, really stresses durability. Our courses are just so varied. For example, if you're playing near the coast, think PE or Durban, the source says you absolutely need rust-proof wheels. The salt in the air will just destroy unprotected metal.
Ah, okay. So that's a big one.
It's huge. And on the flip side, you're playing inland on rougher ground, you'll want a cart with much larger, sturdier wheels, you know, for stability.
And the materials are a big part of that, I saw. They mentioned things like carbon fiber, not just the usual aluminum.
Exactly. Manufacturers are getting really smart about this. They're trading up from light aluminum to next-gen carbon fiber. It keeps the strength, but drops the weight even more.
Yeah.
And here's a great little tip from the source for you. The sun here is brutal, especially on Highveld.
Right.
You have to clean out sand buildup and use UV protectants on the plastic parts. If you don't, that frame will break down way faster than you'd expect. It's a non-negotiable step.
So we know it has to be tough enough to survive the course, but let's talk about the payoff. How does this actually help your game? What does the research in the article say?
The key insight is that a fresher golfer is a more focused golfer. It's that simple. Pushing, rather than carrying that heavy bag, just dramatically reduces fatigue. The research they cite shows that the energy you save often translates directly into better concentration on the back nine.
Ah, so you don't fade when it really counts. It's not just about convenience. It's a real performance enhancer.
It absolutely is. And then there's the whole long-term health side of it. Modern carts are designed with ergonomics in mind. They have these adjustable handles that help you maintain good posture, which takes so much strain off your back and shoulders.
Which has to be great for older golfers, or really anyone who wants to walk the course.
For anyone, it's fantastic for your cardiovascular fitness. And it makes the game more accessible, too. Some of the high-end models even have remote controls for players who might have mobility challenges.
That's amazing. Okay, so if I'm convinced, what kind of price tag are we looking at? The article mentioned a range for maybe R2000 up to R6000 or more.
Yeah, and according to the Golf Day Buddy app, that price difference really comes down to the materials and the extras. Your R2000 cart will be a solid, functional aluminum and plastic model. It'll do the job. But when you get up to that R6000 mark, you're paying for the super light carbon fiber frame and features like GPS holders or remote controls.
Got it. And where are the best places to find these carts that are built for our conditions?
Well, the analysis suggests looking at local shops first, like the Pro Shop or Golfers Club. The staff there usually understand the local needs, you know, coastal versus inland. But for comparing prices, online stores like Takealot and Loot are also really good resources, they mention.
It's pretty clear from this deep dive, then, that a good push cart is, well, it's much more than just wheels. It's a real investment in your health and your scorecard. And it sounds like the whole industry is moving forward, too, not just on features.
That's a great point to end on. The analysis notes that manufacturers are starting to focus more on eco-friendly materials, moving towards recycled components. And that raises a really interesting question for you to think about. When you go to buy your next piece of golf gear, how much will its impact on the planet influence your choice?
Something to mull over as you head to the course.